time once again for the mailbox. This is where we read your cards and letters, and then we just happen to know the answers. The mailbox, please. Dear Moment of Science, when did the first star appear? Signed, Darth. That's a really great question, Darth. We're glad you kids are so interested in space. You know, when people draw the Big Bang in cartoons, they often draw stars and galaxies appearing out of a big explosion. Actually, the matter that came out of the Big Bang wasn't stars yet at all, just a lot of particles and energy. To get an actual star, first you need atoms, then molecules, then big clumps of matter drawn together by gravity. For a long time, about 400 million years, there was nothing like a star in sight.
So after 400 million years, stars formed?
Not stars the way we see them today, but supergiant stars called megasuns. These first stellar objects were 100 times the sun's mass and 1,000,000 times as bright.
1,000,000 times as bright as the sun.
Astronomers see the effect of the megasuns even today when they look at the cosmic microwave background radiation.
I've heard of that. That's electromagnetic energy left over from the Big Bang.
Correct. The CMBR energy shows evidence of having been scattered off loose electrons. Those electrons were knocked off the gas that was floating around in the early universe by the enormous energy coming off these primordial behemoths, the megasuns.
Primordial behemoths. Nice one.
Thanks.
This Moment of Science comes from Indiana University with underwriting from the Office of the Provost.
Today's program was prepared by William Oram with help from Katie Pilichowski in astronomy.
There are hundreds more Moments of Science on our website at amos.indiana.edu. I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.